It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
This is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineWatch.org. The Global Alert, uncensored, and commercial-free news hour starts now. No needed or necessary truths are forthcoming from any major media source, only different spins on the political theater, while at the same time pushing Pollyanna perspectives of magical, perpetual growth on a finite planet with finite and collapsing resources. Lies, deception, and mass distraction manufactured by those who actually control the U.S. government and all major media sources. Is this any surprise? Power structure-controlled actors who masquerade as elected officials on all sides of the political fence continue to play their part in the mass deception of populations, as they always have. From numerous sources, this report from last week. Confidential documents reveal U.S. officials failed to tell the truth about the war in Afghanistan. From the report, a confidential trove of government documents obtained by the Washington Post reveals that senior U.S. officials failed to tell the truth about the war in Afghanistan throughout the 18-year campaign, making rosy pronouncements they knew to be false and hiding unmistakable evidence the war had become unwinnable. The 2,000-plus documents were generated by a federal project examining the root failures of the longest armed conflict in U.S. history. Let me stop there for a brief moment to remember Pat Tillman, a true patriot who enlisted after 9/11, who found out the truth, and when elements in the U.S. government and the U.S. military became aware that Tillman, an individual of considerable notoriety, was going to tell the truth to the public, he was killed. How many Americans have taken the time to do a shred of investigation on Pat Tillman? So much for so-called patriotism. Back to this quote. We were devoid of a fundamental understanding of Afghanistan. We didn't know what we were doing, end quote. That's from Douglas Lute, a three-star Army general who served as the White House's Afghan war czar during the Bush and Obama administrations. General Lute made these statements to government interviewers in 2015. He added, quote, "We didn't have the foggiest notion of what we were undertaking," end quote. Report continues, U.S. officials acknowledged that their warfighting strategies were fatally flawed. The U.S. government has not carried out a comprehensive accounting of how much it has spent on the war in Afghanistan, but the costs are staggering. The White House distorted statistics to make it appear the United States was winning the war when that was absolutely not the case. The report continues, quote, "Every data point was altered. The documents show that the American people have been constantly lied to. Yet the U.S. government's Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction refused to grant access to the documents, arguing they were privileged and that the public had no right to see them." James Dobbins, a former U.S. senior diplomat who served as a special envoy to Afghanistan under the Bush and Obama administrations, told government interviewers this, quote, "We don't invade poor countries to make them rich," end quote. No surprise there, is it? The invasion of countries and occupation of those countries is about looting, plundering, and pillaging their resources. It has always been so under empires. Now it is especially true under the largest empire that has ever existed in human history, the U.S. empire, and 9/11 was the excuse to trigger the invasion of Afghanistan. Rich in mineral resources and other resources, other countries to follow, Iraq later. This is all part of business as usual for empires. Again, why does the U.S. military mercenary force invade? To facilitate the looting, plundering, and pillaging of resources for the empire. I wish this were not true. I absolutely wish this were not true. But how can we point the finger at anyone else? And all countries, all militaries are corrupt, no question. But how can we point the finger at anyone else when our country is behaving in this manner? I ask. From multiple sources, this new report, along the same theme, from, quote, "locked and loaded," end quote, to UN, quote, "unable," end quote, to link Saudi oil field attacks to Iran. More war lies debunked. From that report, an independent United Nations examination of weapons debris from the attack sites at facilities in Saudi Arabia has failed to link the incident to Iran. This appears to be yet another case of the U.S.'s rush to war lies debunked. False flag events used to grant a license for unbridled military aggression toward nations that have resources that the empire needs. The recent Saudi Arabian oil attack, again, yet another false flag event among countless other false flag events. How many false flag events have to occur, I ask, before more of the U.S. population is willing to face the fact that criminal elements have long since controlled the U.S. government and the military-industrial complex, which carries out its agendas of empire? Pearl Harbor, as I covered last week, an event that was facilitated by the highest levels of the U.S. government for the purpose of galvanizing U.S. populations into blind support for all-out war. Our government and military not only knew Pearl Harbor was going to be attacked, they made sure Japan was provoked into doing so by cutting off supply lines of resources to their country. Vietnam, a false flag started war, the Gulf of Tonkin staged incident. Kennedy was likely assassinated for his intent to stay out of Vietnam. 2 million civilians died. 1.1 million North Vietnamese soldiers died. Between 200,000 and 250,000 South Vietnamese soldiers died. Roughly 58,200 American soldiers died. And the carnage there, this is nearly 4 million dead and counting. Fallout from Agent Orange is still killing civilians in Vietnam and creating massive birth defects. The unexploded ordnance from that country that was carpet bombed by the U.S. military industrial complex, unexploded ordnance still exploding there. In other countries like Iraq, with unimaginable birth defects that have occurred from the highly toxic depleted uranium ammunition that our military used there, again invading Iraq with the weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist there. One more country that 9/11 was used as an excuse to invade and take resources from. This is business as usual. And I'm sorry that it's unpleasant to hear. It's unpleasant to know. But putting our heads in the sand doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it go away. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. Examples of chaos and carnage created by the U.S. military machine for the purposes of empire, including the U.S. Special Forces ignition of oil fields in Kuwait that was blamed on Iraq. And let's not forget the false flag Syrian chemical weapons attack that was used by the U.S. government to justify, quote, keeping the oil in Syria, which is shamelessly admitted to today by our increasingly criminal government. And on the subject of mass deception and criminality on the part of the U.S. government and its completely controlled agencies, this new statement was just made by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, regarding the 9/11 false flag terrorist attacks. Again, the biggest license of all ever given to the U.S. military machine to ruthlessly invade and plunder other countries. The event that galvanized the American population into unquestioning support of whatever the U.S. military industrial complex wanted to do. A card that is still played today as the justification for the military aggression. There's no other word for it in other countries. I know there's good men and women in the U.S. military. I understand that. But a good motive is not enough. When you're participating in acts that are completely unjust and illegal based on international law, there's nothing right about that. And a motive is not enough to erase that. Specifically, the statement that was made by NIST about the third high-rise building that collapsed on 9/11. Many people still don't know that. How can that possibly be? The third building, Building 7, 47-story steel structure high-rise that collapsed at free fall speed, 7 seconds, but never got hit by anything. The same building that peer-reviewed science study has recently proven to have been brought down by controlled demolitions. That building. So, after 10 years of refusing to release key data from its analysis of the destruction of World Trade Center Building 7, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, has published a new statement on its website defending its ludicrous position that the release of this data on Building 7, quote, might jeopardize public safety. How big a glaring flag is that? Yes, it might risk public safety if the public knew that those buildings were brought down by controlled demolitions that obviously elements in our government were completely involved with. What would they do? How would they respond if the public was actually forced to face this massive false flag event that was carried out in our country that anybody who cares to do any legitimate investigation, starting with the 9/11 Architects and Engineers for Truth website and their documentaries, their peer-reviewed study on the subject, anyone who was truly patriotic has an absolute responsibility to look at that data and to face it, not to hide from it. That event alone should change the mindset of the American population on what their government is and what it has been for a very long time. The sea of lies and unrestrained criminality grows deeper by the day. Americans that still believe they are exempt from being attacked by those who actually control the U.S. government should think again, as the occupants of the World Trade Center buildings that came down, three of them, not two, as they found out the hard way. No one gets in the way of the U.S. military-industrial complex and their agendas. Toxic foods, toxic forced vaccinations, and the most inescapable of all, toxic air, not just from pollution. The most significant source of highly toxic atmospheric particulates is from the ongoing and rapidly worsening climate engineering weather warfare assault carried out by elements of the U.S. government and other governments all over the world. Take a deep breath while pondering that. Sadly, we must remember and consider that the insanity could not have ever been carried out on any of the subjects or events that I've mentioned so far in this broadcast, or many others. None of this could have happened without legions of honorless order followers that have, so far, been all too willing to do whatever they are told, regardless of morality, or rather, the complete lack of it. For a paycheck and a pension, how many have permanently sold their honor? I must concede that I cannot truly comprehend the behavior of so many in the world, and I have always felt a stranger here in many ways, that I somehow didn't belong. And I know others who feel the same. That it is a great challenge to try to understand how people can participate in what they participate in. That when we have such obvious, glaring atrocities occurring, starting with the climate engineering assault, that one would have to be clinically blind not to recognize. And yet the programming, the conditioning, the propensity to conform with the majority are so powerful that even such an obvious atrocity happening in the skies above our heads is patently denied by the population. It's certainly denied by academia that I have stated over and over and will continue to state, the whole of which, with very few exceptions, of academia, has so utterly and totally betrayed the human race. Human race that has been trained to trust the scientists, trust the doctors, trust the quote experts. But what have these groups done to the human race when they deny things like climate engineering, when they deny that injecting neurotoxins into our bodies, the bodies of our children, our babies, neurotoxins like mercury, aluminum, other adjuvants that are also highly toxic? This is inarguable truth. And yet we have those that are invested in the lies, defending those lies across the board. And where has that led us? Where has technology led us? Because we face a horizon that is unimaginably dark. And now we face things like 5G. 5G microwave radiation that is inarguably harmful to all life forms. And yet, in order to gain some faster internet speeds, the majority of the public is blindly accepting this. And what happens when the 5G radiation interacts with our bodies that are packed full of toxic particulates from the sources I just mentioned, starting with climate engineering. Particulates, some of which are known. Other elements are likely not known. But our bodies are saturated with these particulates. We have peer-reviewed study to prove it. This is not the just the opinion of geoengineeringwatch.org or Dane Wigington. We have peer-reviewed science studies to prove human hearts and brains, amongst other organs, are packed with not millions but billions of nanoparticulates. And these are certainly, many of these are from climate engineering fallout. And what other experimentation is a part of that? It's not just climate engineering. It's weather warfare. It's over-the-horizon radar. It's EMP offense and defense. There are many, many agendas being carried out in our skies, all by a cancerous military-industrial complex that cares not for the consequences of their actions. They never have. It's a cancer at this point, an absolute cancer, a headless, heartless, soulless beast that is literally consuming the planet. And so many in the human race are facilitating this either actively or passively. And this equation must change if we're to have any chance of surviving even the near-term horizon. And no matter who rolls their eyes and walks away at how absurd that sounds, because radio stations are playing jingle bells, we can buy the latest Chinese garbage from Walmart or the latest sandwich from McDonald's. It doesn't seem real to the vast majority, and it won't seem real until it is real, and it's going to be real soon. You can quote me on that. And about giving a warning too, I want to say this, because I've heard this from a number of people, certainly over the course of the 20 years that I've been trying to sound the alarm. Because something didn't happen the next day, that's somehow an excuse to pretend nothing's happening. What has happened in the last 20 years that I've been trying to sound the alarm? I and others. We've had fisheries collapse around the globe. We have the cryosphere collapsing. We have the ozone layer imploding. We have mass refugee scenarios from ecosystem collapse all over the globe. We have record weather whiplash events happening everywhere. Regions burning to the ground all over the world. Record fires. Record everything. So when you send out a warning, is it not more prudent to send the warning out before the semi runs you over? If you're standing in the road, would you give a warning while the semi is maybe at least 100 yards away before it actually has a tire on your forehead? It would seem prudent for me to do so, and that's what I've tried to do. So what I'm asking people to do is investigate everything that's stated on this show. Everything. Eliminate biases, preconceptions, ideologies, and investigate. Real, honest investigation. You will not like what you find, I assure you. And for those who don't investigate and think that somehow that will make it all go away, I assure you this is not the case. To all those courageous individuals that are already doing their best to stay informed, to sound the alarm, thank you. I want to express my most sincere gratitude to you. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 227, December 14th, 2019. News that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7, Sunday mornings, same time frame, repeat broadcast. Also, on the East Coast PRN Radio Network, 2 p.m. Eastern Times. Recording of this broadcast can also be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for the approximate cost of our producing and shipping. If you want to wake those up around you so that you don't feel isolated in seeing the truth that they do not see, sharing very compelling, credible printed materials is exponentially more effective than any verbal dissertation can be. That is the best way to wake those around you. There are also very detailed activist instructions links on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org expressly giving input on how you can best help to sound the alarm. Another way to help us sound the alarm is to attend the Gem Faire events. Gem Faire, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E, a staunch and extremely dedicated ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Visit the geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth at Gem Faire events. Get free geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials. Help us in this critical effort to wake the masses. This week started yesterday It's tomorrow, Santa Barbara, California, at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. Next week's Gym Fair, San Diego, California, December 20th through the 22nd. The first Gym Fair event of the new year will be January 3rd through January 5th, Santa Rosa, California, Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Excuse me. If you're in either of these areas, these events, please show up, get materials, help us to sound the alarm. And about sounding the alarm, how dark exactly is the horizon? And the question is, do you really want to know? Climate system and biosphere functions are far more than broken, far more broken than almost any of the population yet grasps, far more broken than any official source yet dares to acknowledge. Yet, rather, every imaginable effort is being made by those in power and their media monopolies to distract, divide, and polarize populations. The ongoing impeachment theater of idiocy is a stunning example. Completely scripted theater, both sides of the manufactured political divide playing their individual parts, and all the while the planet's life support systems spiral toward total collapse. And I fully realize how many people completely reject such a notion. That is how proficient those in power have been at programming populations with a normalcy bias that is so total. Even the sorts of atrocities we see in our skies, with our now almost completely absent blue sky and skies that often look like something from another planet, and almost no one notices. With increasingly chaotic weather whiplash scenarios playing themselves out, ecosystems burning down everywhere, and still a huge percentage of the population pretending that this is part of just some normal cycle. I know I've stated this many times, I have to state it again. How can that conclusion be arrived at, which would be exactly the same as the example I've given, finding a body that has been beaten, stabbed, run over, blown up, and then claiming that individual died of a heart attack? Natural causes. That argument simply doesn't hold water. We have decimated the planet, absolutely decimated our planet in countless ways. Single greatest assault on the planet's life support systems and the web of life, and indeed every breath we take, climate engineering. And even with the planetary implosion, the climate collapse, and that's what it is, scientifically termed an abrupt climate collapse, and that will become increasingly evident in the coming weeks and months, because it is a very non-linear, unimaginably non-linear equation. It's happening at geologic light speed, the changes that are occurring now. Nothing natural about it, happening nearly statistically, conservatively, nearly 200 times faster than any previous mass extinction on our planet. And even with that occurring, so many deny that there's even anything wrong, even at this late hour. Denial might feel good for a time, but not when reality hits you in the face. And what are the motives and agendas of those who continue to try and pretend that the climate and biosphere have not been harmed from human activity? What are the motives and agendas of those who continue to deny climate engineering? What are the motives and agendas of those who continue to pretend that completely engineered winter weather events using patented processes of artificial ice nucleation cloud seeding? According to those who are still propagating false narratives of denial, the engineered weather whiplash cool downs are just the result of, quote, nature, and a sign of, quote, global cooling, or, quote, a coming ice age. With each passing day, false narratives like these will become increasingly obvious for what they are. Absurdly false. The planet is in a state of total meltdown. The climate engineering weather warfare assault, in the attempt by those in power to mask the severity and immediacy of what's unfolding, is only further fueling the process. Again, how can all of us help to sound the alarm and to turn the tide? If you're in the Redding-Shasta County region, here's a start. There's a new, two new Facebook pages that you can visit and hopefully connect with join and help us to bring Dyer Tooze to light in Northern California. One page is titled Reading Activism. One Facebook group is titled Reading Activists. Though geoengineeringwatch.org is not directly involved with these groups, we salute those that are trying to organize and get more of the population to step up and do their part to help us bring Dyer Tooze to light while that effort can still matter. Moving on, headlines to consider from AccuWeather.com. Quote, along the same subject, flash freeze to shock Midwest. Flash freeze. When did we hear these types of terms before? We've always heard flash flood, but now we have flash drought. Now we have flash freeze. We have ice storms everywhere. And the Weather Channel paid disinformation actors spending huge segments of their programs trying to explain to the populations why it's snowing at 40 plus degrees or why there's so many ice storms now and why it goes from rain to snow to rain to snow, why snow no longer has anything to do with elevation. You're either on the warm side of the storm or the cold side of the storm. It is truly ridiculous to watch these honorless individuals lying. They certainly know they're lying. There's no question. But back to this headline, flash freeze to shock Midwest. The report states this, weather whiplash to bring warm-up, heavy rain, and flood threat, followed by Arctic blast to northeast. That's the scenarios I've just described. And they're frequently using the weather whiplash term, which I don't think I really heard much before Geoengineering Watch tried to bring that to light so many times for so many years, and now it's used commonly on the major channels, because if they use the term, well, then it must be normal, right? Just like all the medical conditions that the medical industrial complex puts an acronym on, and suddenly it's a condition that they can sell you pharmaceuticals for. Weather whiplash, again, to bring warm-up, heavy rain, floods threat, followed by Arctic blast. Heavy rain, precipitation is needed for chemical ice nucleation elements that then radically lower the surface temperature, and there you have your Arctic blast. Again and again and again, these scenarios are played out in the U.S. to further confuse and divide the population as to the true state of the climate collapse so that the power structure can keep preparing until the last possible moment. Is this not weather warfare? Is it not weather warfare? Whatever the agendas, whatever the objectives for those in power, and none of those agendas or objectives are benevolent, none of them. But how can this not be considered weather and biological warfare? Logically, rationally, how can we not consider this all weather and biological warfare? Moving on with this headline. Eastern U.S. in crosshairs for another major storm. And when they name these storms, it makes it more theatrical, more convincing for the population also. This report states, despite a blast of Arctic air and an episode of wintry precipitation, at midweek, temperatures are forecast to quickly rebound ahead of the next major storms. In other words, cold, hot, cold, hot. AccuWeather meteorologists expect a narrow zone of heavy snow to develop on the backside of the storm. That's the cold side of the warm storm, by the way, but most areas can expect a dose of rain rather than snow. So they pick a certain area that they can put enough aircraft in, enough seating to chemically nucleate that precipitation, create some heavy snow in a few small regions to create the headlines they want of cold, cold, cold on a planet that's literally incinerating. Another headline, bomb cyclone spawns severe blizzard in Iceland, on course to hit Britain. Going to see more and more severe events as the climate system spirals further into collapse, and as the climate engineers further fuel that process by trying to continue their operations through all of this. Continuing from EnviroNews TV, the Dalai Lama throws down hard, it says, that's what the headline is, the Dalai Lama throws down hard on climate change, urging action, encouraging youth protest. The Dalai Lama said this, taking care of our planet is a matter of looking after our own home. We can no longer exploit the Earth's resources, the trees, water, air, and minerals, with no care for the coming generations. I support young people's protest at government's inaction over the climate crisis. But Dalai Lama, that's not doing very much, is it? I appreciate your statement. I certainly understand that you are not allowed to talk about climate engineering, but can't you do more than just make a statement? Forgive me, but we need more than just pom-pom waving from the sidelines from everybody, most especially people like the Dalai Lama. Let's cover a cluster of headlines from last week that most are unaware of because mainstream media has no interest in telling us these headlines. Here's the first. Globalization is in sudden and sharp decline. Next headline, German industrial production falls sharply in October. Next headline, unprecedented China auto market collapse heads into third year after November sales drop. Another headline, the global auto market collapses. Another headline, Canada loses surprise 71,200 jobs in November. Unemployment rate jumps to 5.9%. And that's even a fraction of what it actually is. And the U.S. unemployment figure is complete nonsense. Totally fabricated. Another headline, Morgan Stanley is cutting jobs due to uncertain global environment, sources say. It's more certain than uncertain. It's certain that it's imploding. As the environment goes, so will the economy. There is no other possibility. Another headline, is a global crash just around the corner? ? Central banks are cutting at the fastest rate since the financial crisis. Another headline, supply crunch coming as silver miners scale back. Why wouldn't they? When the silver price is fixed, when for every 100 ounces of silver sold, perhaps one actually exists. That's how they manipulate the market. Another headline, recession ahead, an overview of our predicament. Another headline, U.S. government posts $209 billion deficit in November. Another very related headline, quote, get ready for QE4, says credit analyst as Fed fails to calm short-term markets. That's quantitative easing. What does that mean? It means printing money from thin air and pumping it into the card house stock market to create record highs, which are extraordinarily good at pacifying populations because they have money from nowhere and feel that there could be nothing wrong in the world. And that has worked very well so far. As the market continues to go up, as the planet implodes from all sides, and that is a complete card house fabrication designed to pacify most, especially the U.S. populations and other first world nations until the last possible moment. Another headline, the Vatican is using donations for the poor to fight its budget deficit, new report states. That's amazing, isn't it? Central banks worldwide buying up massive amounts of gold. This is a new headline, by the way. And a shift away from the U.S. dollar. No surprise either. Been over that broadcast after broadcast. The world has had enough of the empire and its limitless printing of U.S. dollars, thus giving it unlimited power to do what it has done all over the globe. Another headline, the wealthy are hoarding physical gold. Again, good luck with that when you need a bite of food and a drink of water. Another headline, Saudi Arabia's finance minister rejects claims the kingdom is running short on cash. Now, a couple more headlines related to that. Listen to this. Aramco, that's Saudi Arabian oil company, may be valued at zero next year. About Saudi Arabia and its attempt to retain its clout as the country with the world's largest oil reserves, consider this 2011 report. WikiLeaks cables stated Saudi Arabia oil reserves overstated. In fact, Saudi Arabia has grossly overstated its reserves to keep it in a weighted position with OPEC and as a world power. Lies and deception across the board, from the unsustainable fracking bonanza that was simply a card house that's already collapsing after it has polluted again aquifers all over the globe. The notion that we could continue with this paradigm on this planet for some indefinite period was absolute delusion from the beginning. And that fact is now becoming impossible to hide. And that will increase radically in the coming weeks and months. More headlines. World Trade Without Rules. U.S. shuts down World Trade Organization appeals court. U.S. does whatever it wants around the world. It always has. But who's pulling our strings? More on that in a moment. Credit Suisse shocking call. Fed will launch again QE4 before year end to stem street cash crunch. That's just pumping money in the market. Went over that already. Deutsche Bank paints gloomy picture at investor gathering. Another headline, South African Airways to enter into bankruptcy protection. In fact, how many airlines are failing? Let's look at that list for a moment. No, in fact, let's not look at that list because it's far too long. I don't want to waste that much time covering it. But search airline bankruptcies and you will find an extraordinarily long list that are failing and increasing by the day. Moving on, more headlines. This one, Bezos, Jeff Bezos, says, quote, country is in trouble if tech firms turn from DOD. Yeah, that's what Mr. Bezos is a part of. He's a part of the unfolding police state. So, of course, he's going to support the DOD. What industries are doing fine for the moment, in spite of and in many ways because of unfolding biosphere and societal collapse? Bezos for one, weapons manufacturers for another, and this should come as no surprise. Consider this new report, quote, weapons boom shows no sign of slowing. And this, why Lockheed Martin gets billions in taxpayer money each year. Just two examples, but the defense industry is doing fine and perhaps will until total collapse occurs. And they're certainly completely involved in the climate engineering insanity. Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, many other defense industries totally involved in climate engineering. But now consider this headline. America's influence, once so dominant, is waning. Yes, it is absolutely waning. Because again, the world has had enough of the empire doing what it does all over the globe. And for those who try to expose the empire, as Assange did, this headline, Assange and Auschwitz, making the comparison. Where is the outrage at what has been done to truth teller Julian Assange? Where is the outrage? Nowhere to be seen. Another headline. I felt like I was going to die. A harrowing look into CIA torture from the eyes of a detainee. The detainees, you know, the ones in Guantanamo, many of which never even had charges filed against them and are still being held there. This is what our country does. I had a self-proclaimed religious individual once on my property that I thought I knew. And when he so gleefully supported the illegal and unimaginably immoral U.S. torture, I asked him to leave and I've never looked back, never want him back. I have no stomach for that kind of hypocrisy. Another headline, the war on drugs in Afghanistan has been a, quote, total failure. The U.S.'s top watchdog there says, no surprise, not a failure for many of those in power when many of those drugs have ended up in U.S. pharmaceutical circles, creating the epidemic of addiction here in the U.S. Another headline, the U.S. government drops case against Max Blumenthal after jailing journalist on false charges. I wanted to bring this up because Max Blumenthal is really an exceptional individual who is seemingly always on target, and he should be investigated. What he has to say should be investigated. From this report is the mysterious disappearance of Secret Service records and complete absence of evidence supporting its case came to light. The U.S. government dropped its bogus charges against journalist Max Blumenthal. No surprise. The empire goes after anybody who dares to expose it, and who would know that better than Julian Assange? Another headline, thousands of patients die waiting for beds in hospitals, study finds. No support there. How many does the medical industrial complex kill every year? And we're not even counting vaccinations since there's blanket legal immunity for all those deaths and injuries. Let me bounce back to the environment because ultimately and very soon, the collapsing environment will be responsible for unimaginable human death and suffering. Let's put all this into context if we can, before we get to what each of us can do to help make a difference. This headline, Himalayan glaciers that supply water to a billion people are melting fast. Another headline, California officials need to move faster on sea level rise. Legislative study finds. Another headline, same theme. New projections show that South Florida is in for even more sea level rise than formerly forecast. Another headline, Arctic has one of the warmest years. It's not one of, it's being statistically hidden. Every year is warmer than the last. That's the fact of the matter. Only data falsification and climate engineering scenarios are helping to hide that fact. The Warming Arctic Report states that this is raising fears over rising sea levels. There's perhaps 100 feet minimum of sea level rise baked into the equation. What does that mean? It means if you shut down all forms of human activity right now, all forms, seas would keep rising till we had at least 100 feet of sea level rise over the coming decades or longer. You can't just shut it off when you have this kind of momentum. And that's what so many don't yet realize. And that's what academia is so criminally deceiving the public with, pretending that there's some magical solution, putting 10 million wind-powered water pumps in the Arctic or building ice dams to hold Antarctic glaciers back or all the other completely ridiculous scenarios they come up with while ignoring the blatantly visible climate engineering going on in our skies. Total betrayal by academia. I'm sorry to say that, but it is absolutely true with very few exceptions. Another headline, completely false headline, healing the ozone layer helps slow global warming. blatant, glaring lie. Ozone layer is collapsing by the day. Anybody that still has a sense of feeling on their skin and on a unobstructed sun day can feel how incredibly searingly hot the sun is. That's because the ozone layer is systematically collapsing. Single greatest causal factor, climate engineering. Not the only factor, but the single greatest. Another headline, activists to rally for mass climate march in Madrid. If you're a global warming activist, please hear this. There is no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without first and foremost discussing climate engineering. Another headline, severe drought. Once mighty Victoria Falls dries to a trickle. Another headline, Indonesia hit with $5.2 billion in forest fire losses, says World Bank. Another headline, Chinese inflation hits 8-year high as pork prices double. Another headline, China says pork prices surged 110% in November. That's called the collapse of the food chain, and it's coming like a freight train. Another headline, meat prices spike in Brazil. Just samples of what's going on all over the globe. And again, while all this and more is unfolding all around the world, what is the power structure? Corporate media pushing on U.S. populations, political theater. What else is being pushed on U.S. populations by those who truly control the levers of power? Systematic censorship, especially within the educational system. First, consider this headline from a month ago, quote, Israel lobby pushing new all-out ban on campus criticism of Israel. Now consider this headline from last week. President signs executive order to suppress criticism of Israel. From that report, the executive order includes provisions for stripping colleges of funding if they dare to criticize the nation of Israel. Question, who is at the highest levels of power in this country? Answer, who are we not allowed to criticize? Philip Giraldi, the executive director of the Council for the National Interest, who is also a former CIA case officer and Army intelligence officer, an individual who spent 20 years overseas in Europe and the Middle East working terrorism cases. Giraldi also holds a BA with honors from the University of Chicago and an MA and PhD in modern history from the University of London. Here is his statement that can be found on the Council for the National Interest.org source. Quote, cost of Israel to the U.S. Our uniquely massive support for Israel has cost trillions of dollars and multitudes of lives. It has diminished our moral standing in the world, lessened our domestic freedoms, and exposed us to unnecessary and growing peril. He finishes with this, the majority of Americans, as well as our diplomatic and military experts, oppose this unique relationship. Yet, the lobby for Israel continues to foment policies that are disastrous for our nation and tragic for the region, i.e., meaning the Middle East, which affects the entire world at this point. No denying that fact. I want to go back to the imploding biosphere, because ultimately that is what everything is hinging on. Predicted, forecasted, or rather scheduled rain events, weather events, all too often are scaled back as the scheduled events get closer. This is true in California. Often rain forecasts are reduced to showers. Forecasts for showers are then reduced to sprinkles, or often forecasts of very little rain end up in epic flooding. When you interfere with the climate system, you no longer have predicted weather, but you have scheduled weather that goes very, very wrong. Climate intervention operations, that is what's occurring all over the globe. And to call it engineering is far too dignified a term. It is simply programs of climate chaos that are wreaking havoc on the biosphere, human health, the entire web of life. From AccuWeather, flooding threat, brief warm-up to precede Arctic blast in Northeast next week. Similar to a headline I read earlier, basically weather whiplash in the attempt to repeatedly engineer cool downs over the most populated portions of the U.S. Another headline, Arctic sea ice could vanish in summer sooner than expected. Over and over and over, we at JuneJuneWatch.org said these headlines would come. That the biosphere conditions were not as bad as we've been told. They are exponentially worse. And now that is coming to light as we have headline after headline saying, oh, it's worse than we thought, far worse. From that report, a team of researchers has found evidence that Arctic sea ice in the summer could vanish far sooner than climate models suggested. The study was published in the Journal of Science Advances. That's from last week. Another from National Geographic last week. Warming at the poles will soon be felt globally in rising seas and extreme weather. It's not happening yet. National Geographic, what planet are you on? It's happening everywhere. From that report, ice loss, permafrost thaws, and fires. Trouble in the Arctic and Antarctic could cause shocks to the world's weather and sea levels sooner than we thought, says a new study. Again, National Geographic. They also said this, as Earth trudges steadily toward a dangerously warm future, a new report on the outlook for the polar region says the Arctic ice is already there. Thank you. With consequences on the horizon for everyone. A little bit of a backtrack there. There is a real possibility, National Geographic states, that we will be entering a phase of accelerated Arctic warming in the next 2 to 4 decades of mitigation, if mitigation action isn't taken. That's covertly selling climate engineering, and that's from a climate ecologist at the University of California. Covertly selling climate engineering, pretending that we have 2 to 4 decades, we won't be here on the current mathematical trajectory. How incredibly simple is that? When we have scientific study at the current rate of wildlife die-off, for example, that shows if that rate continues and doesn't accelerate, 0 hour for no wildlife left on our planet in 2026, why are they talking about something 4 decades from now? We would not be here. No habitat, no people. That's a very, very simple equation. When will that be faced by the mass legions of deceptive individuals in academia? Multi-year ice, the thick ice, is gone. Only sea surface ice nucleation operations are keeping a cover of thin ice and slush over the Arctic Ocean, statistically hiding the collapse of Arctic sea ice. From physorg.com and other sources, Greenland ice losses rising, quote, faster than expected. Where have I heard that before? Another headline from the New York Times. This is some public pacification, by the way, again, about the ozone layer. The world solved the ozone problem. It can solve climate change. Total Pollyanna. Again, it's like being sailing through the air after the Thelma and Louise moment and saying, we can fix the brakes. We'll be okay. No, not reality. We are past the point of no return. Now the question is, can we salvage anything? From news.com.au from Australia, quote, weird weather anomaly making Sydney choke. Everything is called some sort of anomaly now, even though it's engineered from top to bottom. They simply try to explain it away as being natural when it is anything but natural. It's not natural. Not what's happening in Australia, not what's happening in the U.S., not what's happening anywhere. When you interfere with the climate system, any part of the climate system, you interfere with the whole system. And in fact, looking at satellite imagery at geoengineeringwatch.org every day, we can find nothing on the entire planet that is not tainted with climate engineering aerosol operations and or radio frequency microwave transmissions. The entire system is completely derailed. Another headline from the Watchers News, this. Sydney chokes in smoke as Australia bushfires intensify. Current period of poor air quality, the longest and most widespread in the state's history, smothering parts of Australia with high-pressure ionosphere-created domes that force the smoke back to the surface and contaminate the entire population. We can speculate about the agendas, but that is exactly what's occurring. From the Sydney Morning Herald, this, quote, like a furnace, massive heat wave could roast Australian records. No could, it will. And those records are being falsified to the downside and still breaking records. Another headline, freak storm dumps 6 months worth of rain in one night in Brisbane, Australia. Fire and flood, totally disrupted climate system. And I am not, for the record, I am not blaming everything on climate engineering. Again, the human race has absolutely devastated the planet in countless ways in the geologic blink of an eye. But what I am saying, again, there is no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without first and foremost discussing the climate engineering assault. From strangesounds.org, 109,000 lightning strikes over New Zealand one day before the White Island deadly volcanic eruption. 300,000 discharges on the same day of lightning. From that report, in the 24 hours leading up to the 7 a.m. December 7th, 2019, Met Service, the Meteorological Service, recorded 109,000 lightning strikes over New Zealand, 300,000 bolts on December 8th, and more than 857,000 bolts of lightning in 72 hours. That's a new record for New Zealand, by the way, shattered the old records. The question is asked is this, could this strong electric event have something to do with the deadly eruption of White Island on New Zealand's South Island? Now, let's consider before the Fukushima quake that MIT recorded very anomalous atmospheric heating in the days before the quake directly above the epicenter. Look it up. MIT atmospheric heating, Fukushima quake. Data is still there if it's not been scrubbed yet offline. Are they triggering seismic activity with ionosphere heaters? Evidence says absolutely. When you bounce a microwave transmission off the atmosphere, the now reflective atmosphere that's been aerosolized with the climate engineering aerosols, and you bounce that signal back down into a seismically sensitive strata, what happens when you microwave something long enough, especially with moisture in it? It blows up. And the data is there to prove that these types of transmissions can and do cause seismic activity. Connect the dots. From numerous sources, newly identified jet stream pattern could imperil global food supply, says study. Newly identified. We name new clouds that never existed because that's a way to hide climate engineering. Everything's new that we never noticed for hundreds of years of record keeping and atmospheric observing. This is just all ways of explaining the climate engineering disruption along with the decimation of Earth's natural systems from other human activities as well, but all of it together. This report states, listen to this, a 20-fold, 20 times, 2,000% increase in the risk of simultaneous heat waves in major crop-producing regions. 20 times worse. How long do you think that the store shelves are going to be stocked with food sources, including fisheries, collapsing all over the globe? Running out of time fast, I want to cover a few more headlines. This one from last week, counterpunch.org. Permafrost hits a grim threshold. It's not just the permafrost. It's the sea-based methane hydrate and clathrate deposits that are thawing and releasing into the atmosphere. Why does that matter so much? Because there's enough methane to turn this planet into Venus 100 times over. It is releasing. It's filling the atmosphere, covering the planet like a layer of glass. Nobody's talking about it. Another headline from PhysOrg News also. Earth warming far quicker than thought, new study states. Worse than we thought. Over and over. Much, much worse. They're not saying that yet. From KTLA.com in California, this warm Pacific Ocean, quote, blob threatening sea lion pups. The sea lion population is completely decimated. The fisheries are decimated. Let's move on with this theme. From New Scientist, quote, climate change. Oceans running out of oxygen as temperatures soar. I'm going to keep going with this. There's a lot to cover again. I'm almost out of time. For the New York Times, world oceans are losing oxygen rapidly, study finds. We stated this at GeoengineeringWatch.org when everybody was blaming the fish deaths, mass fish die-off on Fukushima. Fukushima is a problem. Yes, it's contaminating everything, but that doesn't kill with that sort of speed. Lack of oxygen does, and that's what's causing the mass fish kills. The oceans are turning to what's called Canfield Ocean, a lifeless, superheated, dead, stratified, oxygenless ocean. From strangesounds.com, cod apocalypse. Feds close Gulf of Alaska fishery for the first time in history after historically low fish stocks. Another one, confirmation of the cod fisheries crash. Alaska cod fisheries shut down. That's from National Public Radio. And what is much of the human race doing while the life support systems are collapsing on every front? Building more weapons of mass destruction and this, killing more whales. From greenworldwarriors.com, Iceland plans to slaughter 2,000 whales in the next 5 years. And the Icelandic government has decided to remain in total defiance of the international ban on whaling. And Iceland is also illegally slaughtering highly endangered blue whales. Like Iceland, Japan and Norway are doing their part to kill off Earth's remaining whales as well. And how many have stopped to contemplate what a miraculous life form whales are? They can weigh up to 100 tons. They can dive up to 2 miles deep. They can communicate up to 3,000 miles under the right conditions. They have brains as much as 6 times bigger than a human's, and a language that some scientists believe with some species of whale is far more complex than human language. Some whales can live up to 200 years. From the largest creatures on our planet to the smallest, all life forms matter. All are a part of the whole. We are a part of the whole. All of us. As a species, we must find our compass heading again. If we're to have any chance of even near-term survival for anyone, we must first and foremost remember and consider always that we are a part of a web of life. If the web dies, we die. And the web is dying by the day. Are our collective futures already carved in stone? Who can know the answer to that question with any certainty? What can be said with certainty is this: we owe our lives to the whole. It is not just an option, but rather it is an absolute obligation to do our part for the whole. Doing what is right is always right. That is a choice that cannot be taken from us, to exercise our will with honor, virtue, and courage. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Share credible data from a credible source. Help us in this most critical battle to sound the alarm. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.